Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment, which was from Sunday's service at Living Word Church, which was our grand opening service, the 22nd of February. So Monday and Tuesday, we were talking about the name change. And on Sunday, Pastor Beckford taught on the significance of a name change. So there's many examples in the Bible of times when God changed the name of people. You know, so we had to, this is not our idea. We keep saying that because it is not our idea. This is God's directive, his mandate for this time and this season, for significance, for purpose, to fulfill his agenda in the earth.
Yes. So when God want to do something special in human vessel, we all know that human. We know that human person. But God doesn't do, God work with human being. So let's talk about that. God work with people that we know. And that's why it's so difficult for us to receive from people that we know. We know them. We know what they do. We know their past. I can tell you one of them in the Bible. His name was Saul. Saul, a persecutor. The people know him. They don't know him as an apostle. They know him as a persecutor. They know him as an enemy of God and God's people, because he persecute those that worship the name of Jesus Christ. Yet God has chosen him to be a vessel, a chosen vessel, to carry his name. Come on, think about that a while. How could that be? Somebody who is notorious going to the church to murder a Christian, yet God chose him to be a chosen vessel. So if God is choosing that vessel, there got to be a shift. There has to be a shift. So God got to take away Saul, because Saul wasn't good. And God now present who? Paul. So to write a what? Brand new story. So when God wants to write a new chapter in a person's life, God is sovereign. He do whatever he wants to do. We have no say so in the matter. When he wants to write a new chapter in your life, he can change your name. He can keep that name. He is God Almighty. Who am I to question him? Whatever the boss wants, he can keep that name or he can change it. But it's always going to be for the good of God. It's for his purpose, yes.
The season of action.
Yes.
So when the Bible's going back now and it's talking about the life of Saul and then the conversion, then the life of Paul. So the names, they significant to that season of action. So when he was persecuting the church and he was doing all against Christ,
teaching.
He saw.
Yeah.
But
he
now when Saul. He's doing a new thing, when he has this encounter
it's Paul.
With God, his actions now are known to be the actions of the life of Paul. So yeah. There's significance. There's action.
Yeah.
There's different. When you're thinking back, you'll even have like Jacob and Israel as two different seasons of life.
Yeah.
When Jacob was behaving one way, he was known as Jacob.
Jacob.
When he began to see and operate in the fulfillment of his assignment, now that's noted as Israel.
Yeah.
So there's a clear, distinct line of transformation for what was before and what was after their conversion. So before Jacob, he was doing his thing. And we know that the Bible, that the Lord came to him at least two times and he changed his name to Israel.
Yeah.
And he's still going by Jacob.
Yeah.
So how many times is God trying to do a new thing, a new directive in our life, but we keep regressing back to the old way?
Yeah.
You know, he told him, and it wasn't just, you know, sometimes in the Bible, it's just two accounts of the same thing.
Yeah.
No, these are different accounts. The
you
Lord came to
name,
Jacob.
Man.
He said, your new name is Israel.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, but he's going by Jacob. He's living like Jacob.
Yeah.
Then God comes back. He says, hey, come on now. You're Israel. Shake this Jacob off.
That's right. Because you says it so right, and all of our listeners is enjoying this morning teaching. God, change your name. Mm-hmm. Live by this new name.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he revert back to the old way. Name.
He wouldn't accept it.
That's right.
He kept going back to his old way of thinking, his old way of behaving. And it took a period of time before Jacob accepted what God was saying.
Yeah.
And then he started going by Israel. And once he accepted it, once he took the mantle of Israel, you don't see him going back being referred to anymore as Jacob. He's referred to now continually moving forward as Israel, but he had to receive the mantle.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord is giving him a new name, getting a new mantle, wants to change the trajectory of what he got going on in his thinking and his behavior and stuff, but he's refusing it until he finally receives the fullness of the mantle of the name Israel.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
I was just going to say, even in this life, we have name changes. What about when we get married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get married and we don't have to change your name, but most people do, and you become Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah.
So that's something. Or also, I know of a news station that also changed their name. And many times in this life, things change. And when you want to go forward in a new direction, a name change is the first thing people think of because it gets attention.
Yeah.
And it gets attention to know that things are going to be differently now, not so much better, but just going in a different direction.
That's right. And the name has significance.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And that's why you have it. You just don't get a new name for that. It comes with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a purpose to the name. There's a purpose to the name. That name that you're now under carry a purpose, a new banner, a new way. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you both says a new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your behavior change.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the name that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You're going this way now,
mm-hmm.
not that way. And so many times we want to reverse back to the former things, the old way, while God is doing a new thing.
Yeah. With just with the common example that Pastor Emily just gave, it's a hassle to change your name.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're established and you already have a lot of things in your maiden name. And then you have to go and you have to change all these things, you know, and it usually takes time to go through. Then you have to prove, you have to show your marriage license, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's easier sometimes just say, well, I'll just keep my maiden name. But that's not where you're no longer a single woman. You're now under the covering of your husband. So therefore you shall carry his name.
All the point right there.
A different representation.
It's a different representation. Mm-hmm. And the characteristic and the demonstration now and your behavior changes to match up.
Mm-hmm.
From single
to married.
That's it.
Can't live the same.
You can't act the same. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. And yes, so name changes is very significant.
Mm-hmm.
Very significant. And we have to look in the Bible and see why people name was changed, why God changed their name. It carries symbolically something special.
Mm-hmm.
There's an anointing under that name.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you didn't have, because you were doing something out there and it was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
but there's greater
progression. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it. That.
In Isaiah chapter 62, starting at verse 2, it says, "The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name.
Yeah.
You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hesphia and your land Bilhulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married." So both of those words, those name changes, one it means married specifically, and the other one means that my design is in her. So God changed the name from desolate. He changed the name from forsaken to the name representing his covenant.
Yeah.
So there's a reason, and it says the Lord's mouth will name it.
Yes.
So it's not something that we dream up.
Yes.
It's not something that a committee put together.
Yes.
It wasn't like Pastor didn't just come before us to say, let's see. Let's make a list of 30 names. You know, let's ask AI. A name of a progressive church.
Yeah.
What would be a good name? That's not what happened. God said the name of the church was Living Word Church. Pastor marked it down in his tablet.
Yeah.
So when he released, he said the name of the church is Living Word Church. It wasn't up for a debate. It wasn't.
That's
saying,
right. Come
how
right
many
there.
Hands? How many hands for it. Living Word Church?
Church. No. I'm so excited that you say that.
That's
so it
true.
Was not when we have that meeting. Mm-hmm. It was not for debate.
Mm-hmm.
It was an announcement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I come to declare it.
Yeah.
It was an announcement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Holy Spirit, we are so grateful the way in which you are leading us on this radio program to demonstrate who you really are. Because that, as you bring that out, there's a quickening here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never asked in the meeting for vote or what we're going to change the name. Which name you think is going to be okay?
Yeah.
Which one you think is the right name? Okay, let's go ask AI if I had to change your name. Which is like, no.
No.
And he was very, very distinct when he first told me about it. When he first told me about his vision, he was so distinct about it. He knew that he had heard right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not up for debate.
Yeah, yeah.
When God say move, it's not up for debate. It's not up for questioning and seeking out people's opinion. You get God's opinion on it. Yeah.
Yeah. There were things that we collaborated on, but definitely that wasn't it. It was not the name. And then it worked out perfectly because when we had to get the licensing under the name, it was available when other variations weren't. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.